Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Joe Stripp. Batting second. The right fielder, Cliff Heathcote. Batting third. The first baseman, Estel Crabtree. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Tony Cuccinello. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Nick Culp. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Wally Roedger. Batting seventh. The catcher, Clyde Sukforth. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Leo DeRocher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cy Johnson. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Cy Johnson. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Footsie Blair. Batting second. The shortstop, Woody English. Batting third. The second baseman, Rogers Hornsby. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Kiki Kyler. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Riggs Stevenson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Les Bell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Smith. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Smith. And now, play ball. Joe Stripp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stripp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Estel Crabtree is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crabtree takes first base on ball four. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Crabtree. The throw from Hartnett and he is out, Hornsby applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a fly ball into left field. Culp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English strikes out. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby hits a fly ball into left field. Culp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello strikes out. One out. Nick Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp bunts towards third. Bell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wally Roedger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roedger strikes out. Two outs. Clyde Sukforth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sukforth hits a fly ball towards left. Stevenson settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Stevenson. Culp moves to third. Sukforth moves to second. Leo DeRocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeRocher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cuccinello fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rick Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crabtree fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Cy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hornsby. Joe Stripp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stripp is 0 for 1 in the game. Stripp hits a line drive into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0 for 1 in the game. Heathcote hits a pop-up towards first. Blair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Estel Crabtree is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crabtree is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Crabtree hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby misplays the ball. That's an error on Hornsby. Johnson moves to second. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0 for 1 in the game. Cuccinello hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeRocher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stripp fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Culp. Blair reaches second base with a double. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 1 in the game. English hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cuccinello fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Blair moves to third. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0 for 1 in the game. Hornsby hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Crabtree settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Nick Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Culp strikes out. One out. Wally Roedger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roedger is 0 for 1 in the game. Roedger hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clyde Sickforth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sickforth is 0 for 1 in the game. Sickforth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4. With the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a pop-up towards first. Crabtree settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 1 in the game. Kyler is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rick Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hartnett hits a fly ball into left field. Culup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher is 0-for-1 in the game. Durocher hits a line drive into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby misplays the ball. That's an error on Hornsby. Joe Stripp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stripp is 0-for-2 in the game. Stripp hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0-for-2 in the game. Heathcote takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to third. Stripp moves to second. Estel Crabtree is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crabtree is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Crabtree hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Crabtree reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. Stripp scores. Heathcote moves to third. It's 2-0, Reds. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0-for-2 in the game. Cuccinello hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson, who is chasing the ball. Cuccinello reaches third base with a triple. Wilson throws the ball into Hornsby, who relays the ball to Bell, who tags Cuccinello trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Heathcote scores. Crabtree scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Reds. Nick Culup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culup is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Culup hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Culup reaches second base with a double. Wally Roedger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roedger is 0-for-2 in the game. Roedger hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stripp fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up towards first. Crabtree settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Blair hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Culup. Blair reaches second base with a double. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. English hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Clyde Sickforth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sickforth is 0-for-2 in the game. Sickforth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher is 0-for-2 in the game. Durocher hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0 for 2 in the game. Hornsby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilson is called out on strikes. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 2 in the game. Kyler hits a fly ball into center field. Roe Edgar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crabtree scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stevenson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Stripp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stripp is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stripp hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Heathcote takes first base on ball 4. Estel Crabtree is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crabtree is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Crabtree hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hartnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Moore pinch hits for Bob Smith. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore strikes out. Two outs. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Blair takes first base on ball 4. Hartnett moves to second. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. English hits a fly ball into right field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Jackie May now pitching. Nick Culup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culup is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Culup strikes out. One out. Wally Roe Edgar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roe Edgar is 0 for 3 in the game. Roe Edgar hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Wilson. Roe Edgar reaches second base with a double. Clyde Sickforth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sickforth is 0 for 3 in the game. Sickforth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. May fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leo DeRocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeRozier is 0 for 3 in the game. DeRozier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stripp fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 3 in the game. Kyler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wilson moves to second. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wilson scores. Kyler moves to second. It's 4-1, Reds. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hartnett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Roe Edgar. Hartnett reaches second base with a double. Kyler scores. Stevenson moves to third. It's 4-2, Reds. Benny Frey now pitching. Bud Teach out pinch runs for Gabby Hartnett. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stevenson scores. Teach out scores. It's Reds, 4, Cubs, 4. Ray Kolb now pitching. Jackie May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May bunts towards the mound. Kolb fields it and throws to first for the out. Bell moves to second. Two outs. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Roe Edgar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 4. The Reds will come to bat. Zach Taylor now catching. Ray Kolb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kolb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Stripp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stripp is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Stripp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Heathcote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. English is called out on strikes. One out. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hornsby hits a line drive into left field. Kolb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Kyler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wilson moves to second. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Stevenson takes first base on ball 4. Wilson moves to third. Kyler moves to second. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stripp fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 4. The Reds will come to bat. Billy George is now playing shortstop. Estel Crabtree is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crabtree is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Crabtree strikes out. 1 out. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Cuccinello strikes out. 2 outs. Nick Culup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culup is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Culup hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Roe Edgar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jackie May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-0 in the game. May hits a fly ball into center field. Roe Edgar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. Blair takes first base on ball 4. Billy Georges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Georges strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 4. The Reds will come to bat. Wally Roe Edgar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roe Edgar is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Roe Edgar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clyde Sickforth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sickforth is 0-for-4 in the game. Sickforth bunts towards first. Blair scoops it up and throws to first, with Hornsby covering, for the out. Roe Edgar moves to second. 1 out. Leo DeRocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeRocher is 0-for-4 in the game. DeRocher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. May fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Culp strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Culp fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Kyler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Roe Edgar. Kyler reaches second base with a double. Wilson moves to third. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Stevenson is walked intentionally. Earl Grace pinch hits for Zach Taylor. Earl Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace hits a fly ball into center field. Roe Edgar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wilson scores. 2 outs. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and Cincinnati Reds, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.